Hi everyone, welcome to the sixth episode of Marketing O'Clock with Reaction Power. I am your host, Gladys Mondango. So glad you're tuned in.
And I am Elias Muhatia, Senior Data Analyst at Reaction Power. I'm so happy to co-host this with Gladys. Welcome everybody. And if this is your first time here, please check out our previous episodes. Marketing O'Clock with Reaction Power is on your favorite podcast listening apps, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, and Stitcher. And we will be available soon on our website, www.reactionpower.com.
And to kick off our topic today, I'll begin by sharing a profound quote by management guru Peter Drucker. It goes like this: if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. Simply put, if you don't measure, then how do you know how you're doing? How do you know if you're doing well or doing poorly?
Wow, that's so powerful. You actually can't improve what you don't measure.
Absolutely correct, Elias. And today we'll be talking about measuring marketing data. And you'll agree with me, Elias, data sometimes seems to be all marketers ever speak about, right?
Yeah, you're correct, Gladys. I would no doubt it's the heartbeat of modern marketing.
Yeah, and I also know you're very, very passionate about data. I'm really looking forward to your great insights. So One, why is it important to have accurate data? And Two, what are some of the parameters you should consider to measure your marketing data quality?
Wow, you introduced very interesting and good questions that I believe every marketer should ask and answer. For instance, collecting data in digital marketing is so crucial to understanding your client base. It also optimizes marketing techniques in order to reach your clients in an impactful way. If you assess what you could lose poor quality data, then it's just a lot. For instance, your business could lose up to 550 hours or 20% of revenue and about $32,000 per sales due to bad, inaccurate, or poor quality data.
Oh, that is something. But the good news is that this can actually be avoided. Let's talk about how a business can ensure that data collected will make an impact in each part of its marketing plan, including budgeting, campaign planning, audience analysis, and reporting.
I think it all begins by understanding what exactly is marketing data. Marketing data has been defined as a pool of information extracted from various touch points and interactions between a customer and a brand.
And truth is that the likelihood of data being perfect is near zero. Is that true, Elias?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Gladys. However, there are a number of parameters that you can use to make sure that the quality of your data, or rather marketing data, is not only strong, but also relevant and useful, and therefore you can rely on it.
And the weight of these parameters may actually vary with regard to your organization's objectives and intentions. However, it is crucial to be aware of and consider these criteria according to your goals. Elias, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure, no problem. One very important parameter that I consider crucial in data quality is completeness. This is all about how much of your data set has been populated. For instance, you send out a survey and only 50% of the respondents completed, then that makes your survey half complete. A great way to ensure completeness in your data is to record all the data sets as well as the data items.
That's correct. Another crucial parameter is uniqueness. Unique data is crucial, especially when it comes to creating highly targeted campaigns that feature personalized messaging for your clients. And the first step to making sure data is unique is to purge your system of identical entries from two or more data sets. For instance, cleanse your mailing list of any repeated entries.
Yeah, that's true, Gladys. Number three in the data quality discussion is what I say, timeliness. This refers to the age of the data. In many cases, the accuracy of data over time depends on the type of data that it is. A great example of this is, let's say, addresses. While it is reasonable to come to the conclusion that an address may remain the same over a course of 1 or 2 years, you have to consider if that will be the case after 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, makes sense. Absolutely. And number 4 is accuracy. The pertinent question here is your data correct? And this is a really great question to ask periodically, because data that may have been correct last year could actually be wrong this year. And because of this, accuracy in data can sometimes be closely linked to the timeliness of data that Elias has just talked about.
Yeah, that's true, Gladys. Another important parameter in data quality is the consistency. Not to be confused with timeliness, is the manner in which data is recorded across the media. It is possible to compare and utilize your data in a way that helps meet your goals. Ensure you record all your data in the same way and that it can be used and treated as a whole.
And lastly, parameter number 6 is validity. And this is absolutely necessary. Is data inputted in a certain format or field valid? It's important that the data collected is appropriate for the field in which it is placed to improve the accuracy of your data set. For example, if you ask for an email address on a form and the entry given is, let's say, ABCDEFG, that is not a valid piece of data.
Wow, what a way to sum it up. In conclusion, in most, if not all cases, data is rarely perfect. It's imperative to balance managing data with actually using it. Performing regular data quality audits is very important, especially when your organization collects new data sets periodically.
As marketing experts, we excel at measuring data to make sure that your marketing projects are impactful and successful. Get in touch with us today.
Check out our website, www.reactionpower.com. You can find a direct link on the description box on our Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter under the handle Reaction Power. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you, Elias, and thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Bye.